Work. Work provided families with food and other necessary objects. People spent most of the time working. On one hand, people saw it as a necessity, but on the other, as a great value. People farmed, bred animals, earned money doing handicrafts and trading. The well-being of a family and the whole social group depended on the abundance and prosperity of farming. That is why many vegetative and agrarian rituals were related to work. They were supposed to ensure prosperity. These occurred in parallel with more and more frequently used modern methods of management to facilitate work and increase crop yield. Farming. The presentation of items related to work begins with objects used to cultivate the land, which was the sustenance of the rural population. Cereals which were grown by villagers included mainly rye, barley, oats, wheat, and buckwheat, which was processed into groats. In the second half of the 19th century, potatoes became popular. Sugar beet was grown, and rapeseed and flax oil were made. Farmers grew clover grass, vetch, and lupin. On the wall to the left, there is a display of photos depicting farming works. On the floor, there are two ploughs. This is tools used to plough earth before sowing. In the central part of the exhibition, a mounted drill from the early 20th century. Above it, on the wall, a harrow used to crop fields before sowing, as well as kropker. In the recess, you can see tools used in the cultivation of beetroots and potatoes, and sickles which were primarily tools for cutting grains. Beside, on the floor, there are shovel ploughs for root plants, especially potatoes. Sowing the fields was men's work, and their cultivation of roots belonged to women. In field cultivation, cows and oxen were used as pulling power, while in the 1920s and 1930s, farmers used horses more often. On the plank wall, there are tools used during a hay harvest. Next to it, there is a mock-up showing a barn interior and tools used to process cereals. In the middle, there is a fanning mill used after threshing. On the wall to the left, there are flails. This is tools for the manual threshing of grains. Straw and wooden containers were used to store cereals.